Last month, Hillsborough County commissioners heard about a proposal by private developers to purchase much of county-owned Cone Ranch north of Plant City. The proposal, from a group led by former chief of staff to former Mississippi Senator Trent Lott, called Florida Conservation and Environmental Group, or FCE&G, has been supported by Commission Chair Ken Hagan. But many environmentalists are concerned, such as Pam Clouston.
What's the property worth? Does ELAP have the first right of refusal? How does the Nature Conservancy figure into this, and what do they have to gain from it? Who in the Hillsborough County environmental community did FCEG talk to? What are the existing partnerships on this property? If it belongs to Water Resources, how can the county sell it? Which of these partnerships can be terminated and which cannot? How much money is FCEG going to make on this deal? What's the property costing Hillsborough County right now?
At the county commission meeting this morning, one citizen, Joyce Newnham, complained about activities going on right now in the Cone Ranch area.
I have a contact who lives on Knights Griffith Road and Fraser Lane in Plant City. She is currently witnessing big trucks going in there, hearing the chainsaws. They are logging. They are taking them. Huge, huge trucks of trees out of there, and with no explanation, she can't get an explanation. These trucks are marked Avon Park, and I think there should be more transparency why this is going on now, especially in view of the fact that this property is being considered for sale to these private investors.
But Commissioner Al Higginbotham said that was action being done by the county's forestry division.
On the issue of the trees and the harvesting there, there's a prescribed maintenance, taking out the diseased trees, and it's something that we worked on. There's a lot of information available on that, and if you'd contact my office, we can give you the details on what's taking place with the removal of the diseased trees.
And I believe it might be Department of Forestry that's doing it.
That's correct. So, but we can put you in touch with the folks who are overseeing it.
WMNF contacted the county's forestry department. An official there said that department does not cut any trees, but does contract out such work to a subcontractor called South Florida Timber out of Arcadia. The woman who Joyce Newnham referred to is Plant City resident Marcia Spivey. She says she's been protesting the cutting of trees in the area in recent weeks and says because of that, she's been threatened by loggers there.
Okay. There's been numerous articles in the newspaper that they want to conserve the land, but I have seen hundreds of semi-trucks full of trees coming out of there. And I had a threat made on my life today that because I've been out there by myself protesting. And I got a phone call saying that if I go back down there, that my home will be destroyed and that kind of thing.
Spivey said she originally answered a phone call this morning and says the caller hung up.
I answered the phone, and I knew it was the logger, and he wouldn't say anything, and he hung up, and he called right back, and the gentleman that gave me a ride home, he said, let me answer the phone. So he wrote everything down, you know, that tell that loony environmentalist bitch that if she leaves her home and comes down here, something bad will happen, something to that effect.
Meanwhile, back at the county commission, Commissioner Ken Hagan, who has been spearheading the idea of selling the land to FCE&G, said his intentions have been misunderstood.
My only interest in bringing this forward is to permanently protect, preserve, and to restore this land. As I stated during our initial discussion a couple of weeks ago, we do not know yet what the best method is to accomplish this. It could be the FCEG concept. It may well be that it's best to go this route to free up ELAP dollars to preserve additional environmentally sensitive land. But in any event, I welcome and am open to all ideas.
Hagan is hoping to get a task force to review the potential sale to FCE&G. Commissioners have appointed their own representatives to that task force. Hagen today called for environmental activist Denise Lane to chair the committee, but others said the board should let the task force choose their own leader. Commissioner Mark Sharp confessed to doubts about the plan for Cone Ranch.
I think he's definitely skeptical, and I'll tell you, I'm skeptical. So that's not because I think, and it's a healthy skepticism, but I am skeptical, and so I'm going to be watching this with interest as it goes to this committee, and then we'll see what comes out on the other side.